USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In a Labor Day tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there's not enough time. Sarcastically, Trump writes, "Good job, Jeff." In other news,
right now the storm track has moved slightly to our east, but the threat of severe weather continues to exist for Louisiana.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards gearing up, getting ahead of Tropical Storm Gordon, which could become a hurricane. He's calling up the National Guard as a precaution.
And I have authorized the National Guard to activate 200 guardsmen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A very disturbing story to tell you about out of Nevada, where a woman from Texas who was denied medical care while detoxing died in jail. The Reno Gazette Journal reports the woman, Kelly Coltrane, 27 years old, was in the Mineral County Jail for failing to take care of her traffic tickets. She apparently asked to go to the hospital, but was not taken there. Instead, she reportedly was handed a mop and told to clean up her own vomit. She died in her jail cell less than an hour later. Although there is video monitoring, Sheriff's deputies apparently did not see she had a seizure and had not moved for more than 6 hours. Deputies didn't call for help or try to resuscitate her, the video shows. The 27-year-old reportedly lay dead in her jail cell until the next morning when investigators from the state arrived. Details of her death more than a year ago came to light as a 300-page report released finding jail employees violated multiple policies when they denied her medical care. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The father of a murdered Iowa college student at the hands of an illegal alien asks again Americans to refrain from politicizing her death. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Individuals pushing for stronger border security and new immigration laws have been using it as an example, as the accused murderer is an illegal immigrant from Mexico. Even President Trump has brought up the death of Molly Tibbetts.
This is one instance of many. We have tremendous crime trying to come through the borders.
And in an op-ed piece in the Des Moines Register Saturday, Rob Tibbetts laments that some are ignoring the family's request, saying that while Molly may not be able to speak for herself, he can and will. And he implored people to show decency, saying he didn't want them to use her to advance views that she herself believed are racist.
Switching gears now, grizzly bear hunts on hold in Idaho and Wyoming due to a temporary restraining order. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Last year, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced that the Yellowstone grizzly bear, a localized class of the North American grizzly found in the greater Yellowstone area, would no longer be considered endangered. When the bear hit the endangered list in 1975, it was estimated there were fewer than 150 left. Now, there are roughly 750. After that announcement, Wyoming and Idaho decided to hold grizzly hunts this fall. Environmental groups have sued the federal government to challenge the delisting decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.